You're about to hear my conversation with Jay Klaus. He returns to the show and we have kind of a fun conversation where we talk about how we try to take care of ourselves, our health and fitness, away from the cameras, the mics, and the computer screens. Let's get into it. Hey, here's my real-time-ish update for you, and I'm recording this one on May 6th, 2024. First, I just want to say that once and for all, the name of this podcast, I'm sticking with the name Open Threads. You may have noticed I had briefly renamed it there in early 2024. I was using the name Full Stack Founder. Well, long story short, I'm sunsetting that brand name and that website. It was a short-lived project that just didn't quite stick. So this podcast is back to its original name, Open Threads, from here on out. Okay, so as for my update, my main focus now continues to be Instrumental Products. That is my product studio where I partner with clients mainly on UI and UX work. And I specialize in designing modern interfaces for SaaS companies. And I deliver my designs in the form of coded HTML and Tailwind CSS templates and components. So that's the main service that I've been working with a couple of clients lately on. And it's something that I continue to really double down on the rest of this year. Other than that, I'm spending the rest of my time building out some new software products of my own to add to my small portfolio. My main SaaS product, Clarity Flow, continues to run smoothly with my small team, and we're always working on some improvements there. So that's my update for now. On to the show. So Jay Klaus returns to the show today. We continue our conversation, which we recorded on November 8th, 2023. So in this one, we sort of turn to a non-business topic, which I like to do from time to time on this show. And we talked about our approach to health and fitness and trying to stay healthy when we're away from our computer screens and, in our cases, the cameras and the microphones and Twitter and all that. So it was a fun conversation, kind of sharing notes with Jay on how he thinks about this stuff. We talked about our home gyms and trying to stay healthy physically and mentally. We got into it all. It's always an ongoing battle. I know it is for me to stay healthy away from work. So here it is. Here's that conversation with Jay. Enjoy. We're back here with Jay Klaus. Thought we would do a fun episode today talking about health and fitness. And, you know, I really think the way that I think about it these days, as I'm in my early 40s here, I'm thinking about like being healthy for the long term physically, but it has such an impact on my actual work and focus and energy at work. So I don't know. How do you think about health and fitness where you're at in your life and your career here?
Yeah, I've realized that physical wellness, physical well-being is the precursor to my mental health. So if I am not feeling good mentally, not feeling sharp, not feeling motivated, that's probably a trailing outcome of not moving my body enough. And so I do it now as like preventative medicine.
Same here.
And it's also something where I find that when my body is busy, but my mind isn't, that's where a lot of my best thinking happens. Not that I'm like actively trying to think while those things happen, but like that's when connections are made and ideas are kind of born.
Yeah. I think I've gone several years there, like going back the last few years, where I would get really kind of anxious and stressed about work, and that would result in me feeling like I have to work more. I have to ship this product. I have to put in all these extra hours in the office sitting at my computer. But then when I notice that when I get back on the exercise train and eating healthier, oh, things actually start to kind of work better in my business too. It's weird how that happens. Mm. It's like if I replace an hour or two of computer time with some physical movement, Things are actually going to work better in the business. It's a weird dichotomy.
If you think about how you experience the world, there's like almost this metaphorical lens for how you see everything around you. And I feel like when you are physically well, it's a different lens. Like, I see the world differently. I experience things differently. Things that might bug me if I'm not feeling well mentally, that doesn't bug me if I'm feeling well physically. Like, I don't have as short of a fuse. So it changes my experience in my day to day.
Yeah. So in tech and products, we like to talk about like our tech stack of like, what do we like to build with? What tools are we using? How about in fitness and health? What is your like daily stack or your routine, if you will, of like, how do you, what are like the key components of how you sort of like keep yourself healthy these days?
The pendulum swings back and forth between like, how well am I doing on this? And right now I'm at a point where the pendulum had swung too far in the direction of I had gotten away from exercising as much as I should. So I'm trying to change the momentum and go in the opposite direction. So right
Story
now,
my, life.
my only rule for myself right now is that I want to sweat every day. That could be a long walk. That could be a run. That could be 30 minutes out in the home gym. That's all I'm trying to do is get back into the routine of moving my body every day. That's the biggest thing.
That's the same one for me. And to me, it's like as simple as the Apple Watch, like just close the rings, you know?
Yeah.
And if I can get to that, like ideally 7 days a week, I'm doing okay. But you know, one thing that I've noticed, and like, I feel like I'm totally the same way with the pendulum. That's been like the story of my adult life of going back and forth. But I feel like right now I happen to be like on a pretty good track for once as an adult. Like I lost some weight over the last couple of months and really getting on nice. And actually really starting to enjoy, you know, size and eating healthier than I have in the past. But one thing that I noticed was that like, I got interested in fitness and eating healthy probably 4 or 5 years ago. But for all that time, I really was not losing a ton of weight. And even when I'm like active on a regular basis, it doesn't necessarily always have the intended result. And it wasn't until recently that I made a few small tweaks, you know, like even like lifting, like weightlifting, strength training. I was doing that for over a year before I really started to actually like see any results. And I switched to more of like a circuit training routine where it's a little bit faster paced and that sort of thing. And then like on the eating side of things, like again, I was eating relatively healthy stuff, you know, mostly like kind of protein, sort of like paleo style stuff, obviously with a lot of cheat days in there. But it wasn't until recently when I started to key into like, oh, portion control, portion size, like that was the key for me, you know?
I need to do that. I have a portion problem and I have a sugar problem.
Yeah. I mean, sugar, it's weird. Like I started to cut out sugar for a long time. And even that too, like did not have as big of an effect for me, you know, because I was still having
interesting.
It was the portion size for me. Like I would reduce sugar and almost entirely eliminate sugar. But if I'm taking in like an extra 1,000 calories that I don't need, you know, it really has an effect.
This is my problem. I'm a completionist in all senses of the word. Start a book, I'm going to read the whole book. If it's on the plate, I got to finish it. It's probably a Midwest guilt thing, but that's my problem. I have big plates.
Hey, real quick. This podcast is sponsored by Instrumental Products. That's my product studio where I and my small crew, we take new product ideas from concept to launched. I'm a full stack product designer and developer, and I love collaborating with fellow founders, creators, and SaaS companies to bring that spark of energy into new product ideas. Think of Instrumental Products as your shortcut to shipping that next idea and getting it into the hands of your customers as efficiently as possible. Got something to ship? Let's talk. Visit instrumentalproducts.com to learn more. Yeah, I was listening to an episode with Adam Wath and Ben Orenstein, and they were talking about, especially Adam has been on this health journey for a while, and he something that he shared really, really keyed in for me, which was like,
like pre-plan the portions in every meal, you know, like we do Taco Tuesdays in my house. Like I'm only going to have like two small tacos and like that, I'm going to be done with that. You know, like that's been helpful, but still it's the snacking in the middle of the day, in the middle of the work day that yeah. kills me. Cause it's like for so long, and I still struggle with this today, which is like, I totally associate taking a break from my work with literally going in the room right behind me and grabbing a snack. Mm. You know? And I'm still trying to work on that one.
Meals How about like the highlight of my day.
Yeah. It's like I get so psyched. For dinner, you know, it's terrible. How about like time of day? Like, are you a morning person? When are you doing exercise, and when are you doing like important work during your day? How do you cycle through your energy?
I work best in the morning for sure. If you give me two hours in the morning, that's like worth 4 hours in the afternoon to me. So I try to get into work pretty early on in the day, but I also do really feel great when I work out in the morning. And it feels like, well, I've already checked that box for the day. I'm typically able to do more, and I enter the workday pretty energized. But the key to making both of those things true is getting up pretty early. And that's the struggle for me. So typically it's one or the other.
I'm the same exact way. I'm very much a morning person. I do wake up pretty early naturally at this point. But it's like, sometimes it's a tension because I definitely do my best creative work or technical work in the morning. Like that is definitely like, it's almost like I have like 10x the superpowers than I have in the afternoon hours. And that's not just because of coffee, although I am a total addict, but even before coffee, like I am super sharp as soon as I wake up, and that usually happens in the morning. But I feel like if I don't get the exercise in first thing in the morning, like before everything, then it's probably not going to happen because then the rest of the day. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's why I try to keep the expectations for myself of what exercise is pretty low, because like today I haven't worked out yet today. I'm feeling pretty tired. After our conversation here, I've got to run to the airport and drop something off and come back. So I'm still going to get my exercise in today, but it might be like a short bike ride. It might be a walk around the neighborhood.
Yeah.
On my like open creative days, that's typically when I'll work out first in the morning, because that's also like part of my creative process. That's when I can start to think through things. And I find, especially with long walks, if I walk for like 45 minutes or close to an hour, by the time I'm coming back to the house, I have taken a bunch of notes on my phone. I have like organized my day of like, here are the next 6 things I need to do. I feel like I have momentum entering into it. But it's better for me to use that momentum into creative work than like take that momentum, sit down, and just do like a day full of calls.
Yeah. The thing that I still really struggle with is going to bed at a reasonable hour. Mm. And it's like, because I am a morning person naturally, and I'm going to wake up early no matter what. So, and I actually sleep pretty well overall, but I just, something about the evening hours. Like, you know, my wife and I will watch a Netflix show or two, but then even after that, like then she'll go to bed, and then I spend another hour, 2 hours binging YouTube and like going, you know, like doing stuff like that or watching podcasts on YouTube and just like,
yeah,
you know, why am I still up at midnight or 11 o'clock? Like, you know, like why, like it's just eating into my sleep, which I know is so important.
Yeah.
I got to work on that one for sure.
I've started to turn the dial on that. I'm getting better at going to bed earlier, which helps me wake up earlier. That's the secret. Yeah. You want to wake up early? Go to bed early.
Yeah, there we go.
It's pretty simple. It's pretty obvious, but like it's so hard to do. Have you read that article that's like, there is this term for, it's called like sleep revenge or something. This idea where like at night people procrastinate from going to sleep because they felt like all day they did not have agency over their day. So now they are taking that agency at night.
I think there's some element of that for me for sure. It's not like I'm trying to get work done at night. I definitely can't, like I need the consumption mode at night, like Netflix and maybe some YouTube and stuff. Yeah. But like, and I actually think that that's like important, like to have that balance. But yeah, there's definitely part of me that's just like, oh, I can't finish this day before consuming something because I want to like squeeze the most juice out of this day somehow, you know. I don't know. But
well, there is something too. I saw this in college. We looked at the study that was looking at like the efficacy of online learning, which is ironic because that's like the world we're both living in. And they found that brain activity is like lowest when you're watching something, consuming something on a screen. And so I think there's actually like something about consuming that slows down your brain and gets you more ready to sleep. Because a lot of people say, I can't sleep because my mind is like racing.
That's
and
the
for
thing.
Me, I watch like 2 hours of TV and I'm out.
Well, that's why I do the consumption at night, right? Like I can't get into building the product at night or working on like business strategy at night. Cause that will definitely keep me up all night. I'll just keep thinking about it. But
same.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we can talk forever about health stuff, but I will let you go. I think this was a fun episode. Jay, it was great to connect with you. And you know, Creator Science, we're going to get everything linked up in the show notes. I'm going to keep tuning into that to learn about the mechanics of being a creator.
Cool. Thanks for having me. Good luck on swinging the pendulum.
All right, Jay. Have a good one.
Thanks, man.
That does it for today's episode of Open Threads. What'd you think? Let me know on Twitter or X. I'm at CastJam. And you can find the full videos for all episodes of Open Threads on the YouTube channel for this podcast. That's youtube.com/openthreads. One more thing. I'd really appreciate if you'd give this podcast a 5-star review on iTunes. That helps a lot. Thanks for listening. I'll see you on the next one. Thank you.